You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. No Willard. He's beginning his 4th of July holiday a bit early. It's Dibs and Grandy with you. We're all off tomorrow. We'll all be back coming up on Monday. Yep. You're back Monday, right?
Monday, Tuesday.
And then you're taking off.
Then it'll be Willard or Dibs for a little while. Yeah. I've got the annual golf tournament in Truckee, and then he's got himself some nuptials and then a honeymoon. Ooh. So Grandy going to eat now.
A lot of Grandy in July.
Grandy. Mm-hmm. Grandy go get those touches now.
Maybe we won't have a Kuminga decision until Willard's back.
I think we talked about that yesterday, Mark and I. Like, will it happen before he cracks the mic at 148 on Monday? And I thought that it would happen during our show, and I said that yesterday. Hopefully,
today?
Yeah, I thought that you and I would have it.
They got 3 hours left.
Well, and based on the overnight developments in this cockamamie Sacramento crap. And I love all of them, whether it's Deuce Mason or, James Ham, the Hammer,
yeah,
or Kyle Madsen, yeah, or Whitey Gleason. Some of my favorite people are
D-Lo
there.
D-Lo and KC.
All of them. Yeah, yeah. Your various D-Los and your KCs. But everybody who, like, is running with it, I don't buy it. And you pointed it out last hour. Like, feels a little bit too much smoke to be actual fire, right? I don't know. So I thought that this would be the day where something would happen and Cam would hit the breaking news sounder and we'd be able to like really get into it. We do have time, but it feels more and more after Anthony Slater's report this morning of like, yeah, there's nothing really imminent. I saw him say that. I was on the Athletic like free agent tracker page and, you know, it came across about 8 or 9 this morning. Like, yeah, not a lot happening here, my friends. So
I don't know what the hell is going to happen here, Dave.
I don't either. What happens first? Joey Chestnut eats 70 hot dogs and buns, or we get Kuminga news?
Joey Chestnut.
Yeah, because that's tomorrow morning.
Is it a lock that he's going to eat 70?
The over-under is 76.5.
So likely that he's going to eat 70.
Right. Yeah, I mean, 70
I'll take Joey
easy.
Chestnut.
Yeah, he'll coast into 70. Like, 70 for him is like a training run. Like, that's just nothing. 70 for me is like a 30-year period. I'm good for about two hot dogs a year.
I wonder if I've eaten 70 hot dogs in my life.
In your life, yeah. And you're 28, almost 29.
29 now, yeah.
Oh, dang, that snuck right up on me. Sorry about that.
That's right.
Missed the birthday.
Over a month ago.
I got your cupcakes 1 year.
Yeah.
Remember that a few years back?
Lasts for a couple years.
Thank
you.
Buys you
a couple years of good faith.
Well, I mean, I got cake for everyone, Cam. It was him and Lucas and me and Will. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to DoorDash 4 slices of cake. And it was like $47 or whatever.
As hell.
But 4 different cakes, and so let them eat cake. We all had cake, and it was his birthday.
Don't worry, Dibs. You're on my good side.
Right on.
Don't worry.
I'm just bummed that I missed it. And you're not a big, like, my birthday.
I'm not going to draw any attention to myself.
Yeah, mine is 6 weeks from tomorrow, just in case anybody was curious. That thing's coming right up on you. So I am that guy. You know that. Half birthday, full birthday.
You celebrate your half birthday. I'm surprised you don't celebrate your quarter and three quarter birthday.
That's a little excessive. I mean, four was unnecessary.
What day of the month?
It's a Friday.
But what day, like number?
The 15th.
I'm surprised you don't celebrate on the 15th of every month.
No, just, you know, the half and the whole. What's cool is with myself and my three children, our birthdays are all on the same day of the week. And you know, my daughter is 2 weeks after me, and my first son is 4 weeks after my other son. And so we're all on a Friday this year. And so you can kind of like make plans and you can kind of understand when it's coming up.
The quirk for my birthday is I was born on my mom's birthday.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So I can always claim I was the best birthday present, but I always feel.
Does she back you up on that?
Yeah, she does. Okay. But I always feel a little guilty because she basically, you know, growing up, you have a kid and their birthday, that takes precedent over your own birthday.
No doubt.
So I kind of feel like I hijacked her birthdays from like age, I mean, I don't know what happened my first birthday, but up to like, I don't know, I was like 15 back when you kind of realize.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I was like, okay, birthdays aren't as big of a deal.
Right, right. And it's funny you say that because my daughter's birthday is 2 days after my wife. And so when she had her first birthday party, it happened to fall on my wife's actual birthday.
I see.
And, you know, we're singing happy birthday to my one-year-old, and she's like, what the hell's going
Wait,
on here?
This is my birthday.
That's what my wife is saying. She's like, this is actually my birthday, people. And her parents are like, happy birthday to my love.
Yeah.
It's like, no, it's my birthday.
Yeah.
Anyway,
My mom had similar thoughts, I would imagine. Anyways, we're talking about Jonathan Kuminga. There's been no news at this point in this specific instance. I don't think no news is good news. I think no news is bad news for the Warriors, because I think we're drifting awfully close to a potential nightmare scenario for the Warriors where Kuminga just opts into the $7.9 million qualifying offer and says, you know what, all right, I'll stick out in Golden State for one more year, and then I'll leave in a year, and you guys can do nothing about it. You'll get nothing back in return. I think we are drifting close to that. We'll get back to that in a sec. But first, let's go out to the phone lines, and you can join the conversation, as always, at 888-957-9570. Steve is in Oakland and wants to talk about Kuminga. What's up, Steve? How you doing?
How's everybody doing?
We're doing good, man. What about you? What do you got?
I don't think Kuminga has any bargaining tools. I think he overpriced himself. To me, he irritates me how he plays. He can't shoot. He doesn't have any handles. He doesn't have any go-to moves, and I don't think in 4 years he tries to work on any of that.
I hear you, Steve. I think Kuminga has a degree of leverage. I think where this conversation becomes a little unique, Dibs, is Kuminga's leverage is in an area where it's also not the best for Kuminga. Like, Kuminga doesn't have a win, like an easy, no-doubt win situation here, I don't think, based on the market and based on who's interested and who has cap space. Like, Kuminga is at a situation where now he's left to kind of choose, like, the lesser of whatever evil is out there. It kind of feels like, in my mind. So the leverage that he has is more to kind of stick it to the Warriors as opposed to doing what is best for him. Because even Kuminga doing what I think is the Warriors' worst-case scenario, opting in for 1 year and leaving with the Warriors getting nothing in return a year from now, that is still a major, major risk for Kuminga, because who knows what could happen over the next 12 months.
Exactly, and I don't think that there is a best-case scenario out there for him anymore. The best-case scenario would be a big number, a sign-and-trade, and he goes to a team that really wants to let him cook.
Yeah.
If you're Kuminga, that's what you're hoping for, that you know somebody is willing to have you come in for 4 years and $100 million, and you know, you're whatever fill-in-the-blank team that needs a score, and you get to go be that dude. You get to go out there and try to average 20. You've got a nice fat contract, and you don't have the same pressure of trying to fit in somewhere. They got to fit into you because you're now the dude. That's the best case scenario. The worst case scenario is, you know, tail between your legs, and you have to come back here and play for 7.9. And I suppose he could, if he wanted to, just, you know, pull up the plug and decide, I'm not playing at all, and, you know, forget your qualifying offer. I'm not going to sign it, and I'll wait out the year, and then I'll be a free agent. I don't think that that helps him in any way, shape, or form. But, you know, for the Warriors, I think that their best-case scenario is the same as his, which is find a team that is willing to pay him $25 a year. The Warriors can sign and trade him. Maybe it's Chicago, and you get Coby White, who makes about half of that, $25. Kuminga for Coby White. Boom. Warriors get a player who is expiring, but a good young player who I think would fit better than Kuminga right now.
He'd probably help the Warriors more than Kuminga this coming year.
Good backcourt score. Yeah, 6'5". He's a two guard, a guy who can fill it up a little bit. And so for the Warriors, I do think that that would be their best case.
What are the odds you think of that happening, though? Chicago being willing to, one, part with Coby White, but also pay Kuminga $25 a year.
Probably a 2% chance.
Yeah, not great.
That's not great at all. Yeah. And I look at, even if it's Vucevic and you had to throw in Buddy Hield, who would make it about 9, whatever the numbers would be to make that work, do you really want Vucevic in place of Kuminga? So for me, the Warriors are trying to thread a very small and tight needle to actually make this work in a sign and trade. And if you're Kuminga, you want what is not available. So the more we get down this road, and we are now in day 4 of the free agency period, the deeper we go in this week and then into the weekend, I think that things are drying up on both ends.
They really are. And then do the Warriors get to a point, Dibs, where they view this nightmare scenario as I lay out as a real possibility, and they say, okay, you know what, JK, you previously wanted X amount of money. We're willing to meet you there, and we'll give you this amount of money. Is that enough to bring Kuminga back and for him to forget all of the trials and tribulations of the last 4 years? Or is he so done with the Warriors that almost no matter what the offer is, he's saying, no, to hell with you guys. I'll come back for 1 year on my terms and then leave.
That's what I think. And for me, the telltale sign will be if the Warriors go out and they sign Al Horford today, and I know they can't officially sign him until Sunday, but if they agree to terms with Al Horford before the close of business today, or if they agree to terms with D'Anthony Melton, or both, if they sign any other free agent outside of Jonathan Kuminga, that tells me that they are willing to just have him play on the qualifying offer, because if he comes back for $7.9 million, you do have room to do other things. So if you do the other things first, basically what you're saying is the sign and trade is dead. And yeah, Kuminga, go out there and see if you can get another offer for more than we're paying you. That to me, Mark, would be the ultimate tell.
I don't know how this
something else happens first, right?
Yeah, because they only have a certain amount of space, and it obviously depends what the money is for those guys.
Yep.
But if you're using your, although I guess technically, well, nothing is official, so you have until July 6th to clear up that space on your salary cap table and then use, say, the full non-taxpayer mid-level exception,
which is about $14 million, right?
On some combo of Horford and Melton.
Yep.
You don't have to have your roster completely set in the moment that you agree to it, because it doesn't become official until the 6th. As long as it's ready on the 6th when it comes official, then you can do whatever the hell you want with that, as long as you've created the space and you own that mid-level.
And so you could do it backwards. You could sign these other two first and then figure out the Kuminga later, knowing that your offer for Kuminga is not going to change, and you could bet that another team out there is not going to offer him more than 7.9. It's risky, but you could do that.
It's weird. I don't know how this is going to play out, but the more and more time that passes, I get more worried as a Warrior fan. All right, it's time for a break. Charlie, I see you on hold. We'll get to you when we come back, plus so much sound that you have to hear. I think we have a lot of hints about how this Kuminga situation is going to play out. We're sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Springwater. It's Willard and Dibs. Dibs and Grandy, though, here on a Thursday on 95.7 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.